Now to domestic matters and budget 2024. It was a big budget with massive wadges of cash available to ministers McGrath and Donoghue, and they delivered a big spending plan that sees permanent allocations and once-off payments. There are tax cuts, welfare increases, childcare subsidies and targeted mortgage interest relief. There's also two new savings and investment schemes, not for the rainy day, but for costs we already know are coming down the tracks, Minister McGrath said. Political opposition came quickly, and then IFAC, the Fiscal Advisory Council, already on the naughty step for questioning the government decision to breach its own 5% national spending rules. It claimed the once-off measures, including universal energy credits, risk fanning further inflation. Nearly 24 hours on from Budget 2024, we'll talk shortly to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. But first, let's get some reaction to different aspects of the budget. It was announced yesterday there'd be further reductions in childcare costs via the National Childcare Scheme. There were similar measures last year. Frances Byrne, Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland, explains how the additional subsidy will work for families when it kicks in next September.
Families who are currently eligible and receiving a subsidy under the National Childcare Scheme will be able to receive a reduction of on average of 25%. Similarly, parents whose children go into a setting for the first time September next year, who are eligible for the National Childcare Scheme, will also automatically get this reduction. The National Childcare Scheme plays a really important role in moving Ireland towards that Nordic model where every family is receiving a subsidy depending on their circumstances and income. That's very good.
That's Frances Byrne. 59-year-old Carolyn Akintola is a wheelchair user and a disability activist who lives in Talla in Dublin. She's been telling our reporter Sally Ann Barrett that while a number of measures, including one-off payments for those on fuel allowance and those living alone, are welcome, she was hoping for more to recognise the costs facing those living with a disability.
It was a terrible pity not to acknowledge this year that it is far more expensive to live as a person with a disability. Children with disabilities, particularly those with sensory issues or speech and language issues who need occupational therapy or physiotherapy, that extra €10 a month is not going to buy a lot in therapies. The domiciliary care allowance with this increase will be about €400 a month. So many families would spend more than that on shredded clothing every month, let alone all the other costs.
And that was Carolyn Akintola there. Let's go to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. It was a budget, Paul, massive spending, significant savings plans as well. How did the two economic ministers fare in striking a balance?
Well, I think the spending was in line with what the public expected, what was already in the public domain. And maybe what Budget 2024 will be remembered for are those two new schemes, which are more substantial than expected. And I guess that's maybe because the scale of the problem is so eye-watering. In his speech, Finance Minister Michael McGrath warned that the cost of pensions by the end of the decade will be 7 or 8 billion a year higher than what it was at the beginning of the decade. And as I say, we know this is coming down the tracks. And so the concept behind the scheme is to try and sort of get a war chest together of around €100 billion to be able to pay for it. The second fund is smaller on infrastructure, climate and nature. It'll receive €2 billion a year for 7 years. Now, the Environment Minister, Eamon Ryan, said this would ensure that big infrastructure projects would be protected from being buffeted on a year-on-year basis by problems, say, in social welfare or health. The money would be there. And I think that's probably one of the biggest parts of Budget 2024. I mean, on the spending side, opposition are basically saying there's too much one-off spending, not enough increase in core spending, so therefore issues like child poverty just haven't been tackled in the budget, and that's where much of the debate will be on that and housing. But those big two schemes, I think they were pretty significant.
Remind us what came into effect from midnight, what we will have to wait for until after the Finance Act, and what indeed we'll have to wait for until well into next year.
Yeah, the budget doesn't sort of get passed as a whole entity. Basically, what happens is that the government presents a number of financial measures which it needs to increase sort of on the night of the budget. So there was a Dáil vote. One of them was tobacco duties. They've already increased by 75 cent overnight. Winter approaching, boilers are going to get fired up. The lower 9% VAT rate on household energy bills, that has been maintained. The carbon tax was already baked in, so not like a big Budget 2024 measure. measure. We know that those price increases are coming. So there has been an increase in the price of the forecourts overnight, adding €1.28 to a 60-litre fill of petrol and €1.48 to a fill of diesel. However, an increase in excise duties on petrol, diesel and oil, which was due at the end of the month, that now has been postponed until the end of the year. Mm. With regard to the budget itself, all of that gets rolled into what's called the Finance Act. That comes up in the next couple of weeks. And so if there's a problem with the budget, the government is able to tweak the finance bill and make some changes.
Paul, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much.